ready for the love hit.
Yeah, but I don't really care about people.
Tired of your shit.
I'm sick of your shit, asshole.
Big bass.
Fuck you, dude.
Fuck you.
Dude, check this shit out. She is fucking gorgeous.
Oh, dear God.
Fuck. Gotta throw that in there first thing. Gotta get that in there.
What the hell? Totally caught me off guard just now.
What's up, everybody? Episode 3. Oh, dear God. Episode 3, the return of Dan.
I left?
You were gone. You left me for about a week.
Oh, I was on call, yeah.
Yeah.
What's up? Dan's here.
So this is a special week for us. We mentioned it in the last podcast, and we've got a very special guest today. If it wasn't for this gentleman here, me and Dan would not be in Oklahoma, or at least doing this podcast, or the other way around. I don't know. But it's one of our best friends for very many years, Matt Walker. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? What's everybody been up to?
Are you asking me, or are you asking
everybody? I'm asking everybody.
Okay. Everybody, just talk.
I've been working. I've been playing music.
You're still doing the music thing?
I guess, yeah.
I guess.
Music, to me, is a lifestyle, man. It's not something you just stop doing one day. You know, it's what I do. It's what I've been doing.
That sounds like...
It's how I roll.
It sounds like the gayest answer I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably would to somebody who's not, you know, involved in music.
So you're still doing the music thing.
Yep.
Here, you got a new promotion. Congrats.
Thank you.
Getting married in the fall.
Getting married
in a month.
Next month, yeah.
Already that soon?
Yeah.
Wow, and you're a groomsman. You don't even know.
I guess.
That's okay.
I didn't know it was still going on. I thought it was called off.
No, it's still going on, and I'll just call you the week of.
Yeah, just call me.
Remember.
Just call me the week of. Send me what I'm supposed to wear, like what to go out and buy the day before. Because
yes.
I don't want to get it and then like it not go through and then I have to.
Yeah, oh, I hear you on that.
Pay all that money, so.
I hear you on that. That would suck.
Yeah.
It sucks for both of us.
You're terrible, Michael.
Hey.
Naysayer.
Got to think about number one. Got to take care of number one first, Dan.
Oh, well.
You know all about that.
But to me, number one is me. So.
And to me, number one is you also. I mean, me.
Good. Well, gotta fix your priorities then.
Yeah.
So, do you want to name drop what band are you in right now, or?
We actually don't have a name.
They're the nameless ones.
Yeah.
YouTube them. They're awesome.
Yeah, sure. but like we haven't put a name on it yet. It's kind of, you know, it's still in the works of, you know, like.
Is it Eyes Closed?
No,
closed
it's not.
Eyes.
No, it's not. That's in the past, and that's,
Hail
you know,
the Blessed Hour?
No, that's in the past as well.
Unfortunately, yes.
Could be dug back up, you know, at one point or another, but maybe not. Because
you two were in a band together.
That's correct. Right, yeah.
That's how I started becoming friends with Dan. Because we all went to high school together, and me and Dan didn't... It's not that we didn't get along, we just...
Didn't
talk
get along.
And then
and you
guys,
and I were high school sweethearts.
Yeah, bunkmates in baseball camp.
Yeah,
shared a bed.
Yeah,
you guys were in a band together for a long time.
Yeah,
and then
like 7-8 years something. Like
Dan
that.
Got vocal nodules.
I got what?
And vocal
nods.
Laryngitis.
Yeah, and he
no such thing.
And he, you know, Was then just, he started an acapella group just, and all girls
sucking too much cock, you know.
And,
well, yeah, you know, that can happen. It can happen. That's rough on the vocals.
It is, especially when you're trying to growl.
Yeah,
roar like a tiger.
And you started developing a lisp after that too, so it was kind of weird. And your wrist got so limp you couldn't hold the microphone. You know?
That wasn't no. Wait. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Shut up.
Down the little rabbit trail there.
So, digging a hole.
So no name yet.
No name.
No noim.
No noims yet.
Crocodile day.
I've been watching a lot of Shark Week, so I'm still in the Australian accent.
Hey, you know what? That's cool, man. It's all for fun and games until you know it doesn't work out.
What?
It's all for fun and games until it just doesn't work out.
Work out, you know. It's kind of like you tried the Australian accent and then it just doesn't work out.
Yeah,
it totally didn't work out.
But yeah, there's no name to the band or anything like that. It's kind of just for fun right now. You know, I take it seriously to the extent of, you know, I really want to write good music. You know, I've got, you know, some pretty decently high standards on it, but no pressure.
Anything. Speaking of good music, I just heard the best thing that my ears have ever heard before, the new Miley Cyrus song.
Dude, God. Oh my gosh. You do not want to get me started on that stupid.
No, I was just trying to make a joke.
I do like
the song.
To that point, though, can I just say, like, if you don't have a nice ass, you shouldn't be twerking. And I just really do not, you know, and like
she does not have any ass. She's no, that's total the thing. White girl.
You have to have. And there are some white girls with ass.
Yeah,
I mean,
but like she's like the epitome of white girl, like flat ass, small tit. I mean,
and if your dad's Billy Ray Cyrus, you just don't twerk. And I mean, pay some homage to your father.
You built your fame through Hannah Montana.
I mean, you went from achy breaky heart to, you know,
no wonder he's
shaking your ass.
I don't know.
Your daughter's shaking your ass right now.
I love the music video. I love it.
You know,
I think she's gorgeous.
I think you were on Molly when you watched. You just heard her talking about Molly, and you're like, "This is great."
Oh, what's popping Molly? Pills.
Oh man, I don't know. I just Miley Cyrus is not.
And it's a terrible song.
I don't think she's.
You like she is so auto-tuned in that song. Like, it's like not even like. It's so obvious that it might as well be a T-Pain song. And he did it obvious on purpose. She was doing it was obvious on accident with her.
She's just like, terrible. Like, the thing with that is, like, I think it's weird. She's, like, the only white girl in the video.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all black girls around her, and it's like, dude, that's making your ass look worse.
And like,
it
I love it because
like,
you
should have just had a bunch of other flat-assed white girls around you.
Even in the song, she says, to all my girls with the big butts. It's like, you don't have a big butt, so what are you talking about? All my girls, are you just checking everybody else's butt out and being jealous about it? Come on now.
How can you still like it very much?
There's still 13. I mean, you have two daughters, Mike.
Yeah.
When they're like 12 and 13 years old, they are going to be listening to Miley Cyrus.
No, not.
Oh, they probably will. She'll still be a role model. She still is. There's like, I mean, okay, if your daughters are 12 and 13 years old, Would you want them to listen to that?
The only reason why there's still 12 and 13 year olds listening to her now is because
she's Hannah Montana.
She was affiliated with the TV show Hannah Montana.
Well, let's see. In
5 years they're not.
Yeah, she won't be relevant anymore. I see what you're saying. Possibly, but at the pace that she's going, I mean,
she's gonna fall quick.
Yeah, she's making herself very disposable.
I'm just using it as an example. I mean, you have two daughters yourself. I mean, think about it. I mean, would you want your daughters out there twerking it as it would be?
when they turn 14, 15, I'm gonna become stupid and not.
You're just gonna become oblivious
exactly.
to everything.
I'm just gonna be like,
I mean, you say that, but, you know, if you something came around and you got wind of one of your girls, you know, busting it down, breaking it down, whatever.
Shotguns in hand there, buddy, okay?
Oh, man.
Who was the dude standing behind you while he twerked it?
be like, you're going to wish you hadn't twerked a day in your life because I'm about to spank the ass that you were just shaking.
Locked in the closet.
Yeah.
Bread and water for a week.
But you know what? Like, I see what you're saying, Mike, because, like, even when I have, you know, like, even when I have kids, I mean,
you've got two nieces.
You know, you're still...
You could use them.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it's like, you know, Miley Cyrus is a grown woman at this point. I mean, she's not, like, your daughter's age or anything. It's not a crime to think that somebody looks good, but at the same time, I think my point is that Miley Cyrus has no business twerking. Now, if she wants to, you know, dance, you know, like Christina Aguilera and all them and whatever, you know, if it's that, I think. But
we do not compare her with Christina Aguilera. Christina Aguilera. Whole different story there.
I hear you. I mean, Christina could twerk and be okay.
I watched that music video Dirty several times. Oh, just
yeah. several hundred thousand times.
We need a Dirty Part 2 and she can twerk in it. Right.
Yeah. Not now.
Why not?
She is still hot.
She's better looking than Miley, I can tell you that.
I would disagree. Ugh, dude. But that's just me.
Well, Miley Cyrus has the same haircut you do.
That's true. It's just not, hers is blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for women we call that a butch cut.
You know what's
it's
funny?
It's not a butch cut on you.
He doesn't even have anything to say now. He's like,
He's like, well, you have a point.
You know what's
there.
Funny? My mom's down here, or she was down here this last week for Ramsey's birthday. And we went to Walmart today because she wanted to try and find a couple more presents. And we see these two lesbians walking in to Walmart. And they were holding hands.
Well, and they got to be lesbians.
Because they were holding hands. And
so there were two girls holding hands.
And I was like, I bet they were softball players in high school. Because they looked like softball players. Also, like, they wore, like, the
basketball
sweats.
Shorts and
yeah,
sweats.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So my mom was like... They can hold hands down here? Like, lesbians can hold hands? And I was like...
No, it's illegal.
Like, yeah, why wouldn't it be? And she's like, well, just because Oklahoma's, like, so conservative and, like, Bible Belt, I thought, like, someone would say something. It's like, you know, most, like, lesbians or gay people are, like, they don't care. They'll just yell at you, like, and make you feel like a piece of shit.
See, like...
Judgments!
Exactly. See, I would actually have a problem... You know, I think that would really be... I mean, there's an argument that, you know, it's infringing on someone's civil rights to tell them they can't get married, which, you know, regardless of where you stand on that point, if you're telling people they can't hold hands and do whatever in public, you're really infringing on their civil rights at that point. So, I mean, I completely understand your mom thinking that, though, because Oklahoma is way too conservative.
Oh, my God.
And you can't even get, you know, full-on, like... full alcohol by volume beer at the gas station, and that's weird. I mean, we're all from Michigan, so that's
it's weird
to
that
us.
You can't buy liquor at a gas station
too. Oh yeah.
Or a freaking Stop and Rob. I mean, come on, they don't even you pull up, hey, I need a 40. All right, here you go. All right, let's go.
You know, I was in Dallas this past weekend, and you know, I met a guy. He's kind of a biker looking dude, and you know, we were all just kind of casually talking about, you know,
did you go to the Iron Cactus?
I didn't actually. I'd have liked to, but I didn't get a chance.
Cha-ching.
But he, you know, he got to. We all got to talking about, you know, marijuana, and a lady chimed in and said, "I think Texas will be the last state to legalize marijuana." And I said, "Hold it right there."
Yeah.
Because Texas will be the second to last state to legalize marijuana. Oklahoma will be the very last state. To legalize marijuana, because you can't even get. And then I brought up the whole beer at the gas station thing, and they were like, "Oh yeah, you're probably right then." I remember now what brought up the conversation about marijuana. It's kind of interesting. Is in Colorado and Washington, it's legal, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
well, even back home.
Do what?
Even back home, in Michigan, it is.
Medicinal, yeah. But in Colorado and Washington, it's legal for leisurely.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. I thought it was just medical, just like it was.
But
like,
you know. there are still a lot of regulations on it too. I guess it's not. That's what brought up the conversation to begin with. Us, they said, it's not as easy to just. You can't just like randomly just like smoke it out in public like you would think. Like in Colorado, as they're saying that you actually have to go to like
almost like a, you know, we have hookah lounges here and stuff. Yep. You almost have to go to a particular place that it's designated for that. And if it's a public place, they it might be kind of like a cigar lounge thing, you know, area that they have. And it might be something like that because, you know,
so kind of like
contact
is it like Amsterdam or whatever that's legal where they like have like big bars and stuff like that where people just go and smoke. Yeah, so it's kind of like that.
Amsterdam, yeah, they've got, I mean, I think you can just do it any, you probably just like light up on the street.
But I know they have like bars that you can go to, like you said, like the hookah lounge.
Well, in Portugal, when I was over there, you could, like, you could smoke it, but you could only have, it wasn't illegal to have, but if you had so much of it, it was illegal. Like,
like distribution
more,
level. Yeah.
Like, I think like more than an ounce or
for most places though, that's what, like, if you have just a little, most cops will just like slap on the wrist. But if you have like a lot and they're like, okay, you're going to sell this. There's no way this is just for you.
You know what that, you know what I think those laws are even there for is just to balance out the power, because then you start having a problem like Mexico has right now. Like, you got all freaking these drug cartels. Lords.
Yeah.
If there's no limit on how much you can have, like, on your person or in your home, then you start having people, like, selling it and just making money, and then they're just gaining power at that point. So that's...
And then you have drug wars and...
I mean, I get it, but, you know, I definitely think marijuana should be legal throughout the entire country just for leisurely use. I mean,
First of all, I think... for two reasons, like the government, like how they do with cigarettes, they can tax the shit out of it.
Oh yeah,
and people would pay for it.
Well, we could get pretty close to being out of debt if we did that.
Exactly. I mean, you know how much more jobs that would create?
Yeah.
Because you're gonna have all those crop fields out there.
Yeah.
And then like the government could just tax the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm. Pay all our. Could you imagine what a pack of marijuana cigarettes would cost? I mean, what do people pay for now? Like, I mean, I don't even know, but a lot. But I mean, you'd probably look like 40 bucks. Yeah, for a pack. So, I mean, they could get you.
And the argument to that too is that, like, if you legalize it, then you've got people with addictive personalities that will like start smoking it right out of high school, like if the age is 18, or whatever.
I would
and
make
they'll
it,
just
it would,
do
it
just
make
because
it 21,
they can.
Just
I say,
like
it would probably
beer.
Be like a 21.
Even
thing
if it's 21, I mean, like, think of it this way, you know, if they make it 21, the argument to that is like if you've got somebody with an addictive personality. Just says, I just want to try it just because it's legal for me to. Just like when you turn 18, like, I just want to go buy cigarettes because I can. Or
well,
I just want to
buy cigarettes because I smoke. Because
you smoke before you're 18. Because but, you know, besides the point.
Smoking a pancake.
But the thing about the addictive personality to me is, if you have an addictive personality, I mean, it's either like alcohol or it's marijuana or it's cigarettes or, you know, or it's, you know, let's even go into the medical field and say it's, you know, painkillers, it's, you know, anxiety medication, whatever your doctor,
Adderall,
doctor prescribes you, and it's typically these medications that are bad for your body anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they give you these medications or they prescribe you these medications and you know, it's like, especially people with addictive personalities, they try it and they really like the feeling when they're on it because it takes away that depression or that anxiety or whatever. Or if they have an injured back or whatever, it takes the pain away. I mean, I'd rather people be like eating marijuana or smoking marijuana than having all these like non-natural chemicals in their bodies, and you know, it makes them go crazy a lot like meth does and stuff like that. I mean, it can mess you
up. What do you say to the fact that a lot of people say it's a gateway drug?
I mean, call it a gateway drug, but you know what's?
I mean, you got your people.
So is alcohol.
You could call alcohol a gateway drug, really. I mean,
because you're still looking for that next.
If you're drunk enough, you're gonna do anything.
Well, the thing about alcohol though is like, I mean, you could call the 3.2 beer a gateway beer.
There you go.
Because it's like you could drink 3.2 beer, you know, your whole life, but if you become addicted to it or you become an alcoholic, you're just gonna go to the liquor store and get that stronger amount of alcohol. I mean, it's like, you know, to me, I just think that if somebody is really going to struggle with something as far as addiction goes, they're just going to, whether it's legal or illegal, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't hear of a lot of people in Amsterdam dying from like meth and shit like that. Yeah. Because they can get high on weed and be completely happy with that. You know what I mean? Like, nobody really, there are people that go from weed to meth, but I think that's just a natural process for somebody who's eventually going to smoke meth.
It'd be like you said, that addictive person.
Or inject meth or what, yeah, exactly. But for somebody who just has no desire to do meth in the first place and they know they don't want to get into that and they know they would never become addicted to it, I think they're completely content with smoking a joint every now and then, you know what I mean?
I mean, if me personally, just because the fact that it's illegal, I don't smoke pot. If they were to make it legal, I probably would.
Well, it's because there's too much at stake. I mean, you don't want to lose your job. And
yeah,
with all
piss tests randomly. Yeah. Like, go pee in the cup. Oh, shit.
I'm the same way, you know. But if it was legal, you know, would I, you know, if I really didn't mind spending the money on it, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had the money for it, it's just like alcohol, really. That's the way I look at it. I like beer. You know, I love the taste of beer. you know, and I like margaritas and I like mixed drinks and stuff. You know, I think we all kind of like the feeling of alcohol, and I don't really look at weed that much differently. If it was legal, if there was a legal age for it and everything, yeah, dude.
Speaking of alcohol, did you guys hear that Oktoberfest is like doing away with pitchers? No more pitchers.
I saw that, and you know what? That pisses me off because, like, it was so easy. You know what that is? That's just a way for them to make more money.
Yeah.
And, like, but another thing that pisses me off, you're going to see longer lines now
to get
beer. Because I could just go get a pitcher
and walk around for
a couple hours, probably.
That's what they said was the reason. They said they're doing it to cut down on drunk driving because... That way, that's what their excuse was. It said because with the pitcher you don't see them as often, but with them selling cups, they have to continually come back so they can monitor people and they can keep track of like how
many.
You know,
dumb
it's like
shit. That's a dumbass.
I don't even know who bought like some. It's like the new owners of Oktoberfest, like are the whatever. I was like, what the.
What a bunch of dumbasses. You don't see them as often. Well, like, do you really think Joe Blow, who's running the beer stand,
is going to see the same
motherfucker every time that they go get a beer? He could go across the park.
Think about how many beer stands they have.
You could just rotate that. Well, I mean, I'm not even an alcoholic, and I'm thinking about that method. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, let me ask you a question. Like, okay, how many beers are in one pitcher? Because they give you, their cups are like what, pint size?
Oh, geez. I don't know. I'd say
between
six,
four and five. Yeah. Like
maybe.
About
maybe
five
six.
Or six. Okay.
Yeah.
So now you're going to be seeing that person come up six, seven, eight times getting a beer because they're used to drinking out of the pitcher, which six, seven, or eight beers, I'm still good to drive.
Yeah.
I mean, I may be over the legal limit, but I'm coherent enough to get back home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now they're going to see that person even more, and I just think it's stupid. It makes me mad.
Here's what they should really think about doing at Oktoberfest is they should offer at the beer places like to like buy a taxi right there. You know what I mean?
Well, they fucking
like,
offer free taxies.
They offer free taxis?
Yeah.
Okay.
When they do Oktoberfest, there's like, I don't remember what
like
companies, but
nobody wants to leave their car there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But they have taxis that line up and it's free. As long as you're like, you know, accepting that fact and like you're coming from Oktoberfest, then yeah, they drive you 100% free from Oktoberfest.
Wow. You know, like honestly, I think then, you know, you just have to be responsible if you're going to Oktoberfest anyway. You gotta figure out like, cause when I go to Oktoberfest and I plan on drinking and I know like, you know, I don't usually go to Oktoberfest and say, I think I'm gonna be a little conservative tonight. I mean, if I'm going to Oktoberfest, cause especially
it's
for
fucking Oktoberfest.
Yeah, exactly. hello.
That's how you shit your pants.
What? Chicken burrito.
Chicken burrito.
Chicken burrito.
Dude, I don't know, but I just think that, like, when you go to Oktoberfest, you better be ready to, like, expect that you're either running the chance of getting a DUI later that night if you decide to drive, or, you know, you need to make some alternate plans.
Here's the whole thing.
Somebody to drive you or take a shuttle there.
Here's the whole thing. It's kind of like I look at it like the fair. Two totally different things. They're both like big events that go on in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. You got the Tulsa State Fair, where people pretty much just go there to eat the awesome food and ride the rides.
Yeah.
Well, why do people go to Oktoberfest?
To get drunk?
Exactly.
So, that's why I go.
That's the point.
Nobody's going to go and be like, hey, let's go down to Oktoberfest and ride the crowd Ferris wheel. And have like two beers and leave.
Let's ride the Ferris wheel and buy a giant Viking
helmet. That's a slippery slope right there. I mean, just because, like you said, that's the point in going to Oktoberfest to begin with. And I get they're trying to cut down on drunk driving, but think about that, man. Like, people are going to drink however much they want to. It's just a matter of they're just going to end up making more money.
It's just, I'm sure that's what it boils down to.
So I guess they'd rather make a lot of money and have to give people DUIs probably. Than to not make as much money and give people DUIs.
It's probably the same thing with the whole 3.2 beer, like you said. They're probably like, well, we're going to sell it 3.2. That means you're going to have to buy extra. So where's the...
Yeah, instead of an 18-pack, you buy a 30-pack. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's why, like, when we go down to the Max, I like, because their PBR down there is 6 point.
And they sell 40s. Oh, yeah. What other bar in the world?
Cha-ching!
Oh, yeah, cha-ching.
I mean, come on. I haven't ran in, I don't know if there's any other bars that sell 40s. In paper bags, no less. They give you a straight-up paper bag.
Like, wait, like the Max sells 40s?
Yeah.
It's a Colt 45, 40 ounce, and they
it's Colt 45.
Yeah. But come on, that's like, you don't get much gangster than that.
It makes him feel Colt like he's back in Flint.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Colt 45, and they drop it in a paper bag. Like, this one chick, like, she's my favorite bartender there. She, like, does a trick. She'll, like, toss it up and catches it in the beer in the bag.
Wow.
Yeah, she's
good. And then one time they didn't give him a paper bag.
And I was very upset.
He's like, they didn't give me a paper bag.
Like, well, because it was my lunch bag, dude.
It was some dude, and he was all in a pissy mood. It's like, I ain't tipping you then, asshole.
Yeah. You didn't give me a paper bag, I ain't giving you no tip.
Yeah. Come on. That's like, that's the couple weekends back when we had that, like, crazy week. Like, the last time we did the podcast, that crazy weekend.
So, like...
When that girl that weird that I was talking to that night, you know,
18.
But anyway,
so like the listeners aren't gonna know like what that inside joke is. Yeah, no. 18. You're gonna have to tell that story here.
Anyway, so there's just like calls the bartender out like, why are you mad? And he's like, what? She's like, do you want a tip? She's like, I was going to tip you, but now you're all pissy and you won't even smile. He was like, he had no idea what to say. He was just like, oh. Just like mumbled. And she was like, yeah, that's what I thought. And I was like, opening my wallet. And I was like, I'm sorry. Because I was like, I like that guy. Every time I go there, he always like hooks me, like knows what I drink. He's like, Miller Lite. I'm like, yeah. Miller Lite PBR.
Yeah.
Miller Lite and a PBR?
He gets PBR, I get Miller Lite. This is the 350 pitchers.
Okay.
Mini pitchers.
Yeah, you gotta start drinking PBR, dude, because Miller Lite's gross.
I think it tastes better than PBR.
No.
I don't know. You know? To each their own.
I think, I like PBR more.
You're talking about PBR, and you just knocked on Colt 45. PBR is just as bad as Colt 45.
No. PBR is an American tradition. Colt 45... is
Colt 45 and two zigzags. I guess. They even have a song about Colt 45. Come on.
You know what pisses me off is that
I'm sure there's a country song with PBR in it, but still.
Like, it pisses me off because PBR is now being associated with hipsters.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, hipster, you know, is a new thing. The hipster style is a very new thing. PBR is like one of the oldest beers, you know.
That's the first beer I ever remember drinking.
Yeah.
When I was 8, my dad gave me a drink of his PBR.
If anything, it's a redneck tradition. Exactly. I mean, it should not be considered a hipster tradition.
Well, it's because, like, it's just, like, you know, the one person that was, like, first was considered a hipster, obviously, you know, the glasses and, like, all this other stuff, you know, took a sip of a PBR and someone saw it and it's like, oh, that's hip. And then just ran with it, just like with the whole, you know, all the way that they dress and, I don't know, whatever.
Dan, don't hate on the way they dress. I mean, that's some swag, bro.
Swag? Whoa. That is not... Wait, what kind of hipsters are we talking about here?
Swagadelic hipsters. Wait,
no, I thought swag... Like, the whole swag thing was like...
It's like
the
you?
Rap...
Like the young like, and the reckless?
Oh. No, I thought swag was like the whole, like, rapper thing. Like, you know, like...
Well, you know, hipsters are like this new age of people. They just kind of adopt what they think is cool, and it's like, you know, you can be swag and hipster at the same time. Because
I thought the hipsters were more of like the whole one fedora per crew, like the fedoras, and you know, the...
Like, no, I think fedora's done. It's more like the newspaper boy hats. Like, you know, the fedora's out.
And then like the small, like thick framed glasses or whatever.
Yeah, it's more probably 50s style, like, than it is 40s.
Like the tops.
Actually, maybe even goes back like to like 20s and 30s, maybe.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought a hipster was. And like, and I thought the whole swag was more like... I guess it could be more like, you know, our stuff, like the
Dan,
whole...
Dan, you know, you wake up and look in the mirror and be like, okay, what do I wear today to look swag?
No, I wake up and I go, okay, I'm going to put my camo shorts on, and I'm going to put my baseball cap on, and I'm good to go. And then I get yelled at, and they're like, put a shirt on, and I'm like, oh, all right.
Put a shirt on.
Dude, I don't know how many times, like, his sister, like, has commented, like, I have two pictures, well, maybe like three pictures with my shirt off.
Yeah.
And it's always, you never wear a shirt. I always have a shirt on. What are you talking about?
But your nipples are always hard.
That's because...
They could cut glass.
You keep it cold in your bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's because...
You know what you need to do is you need to start sitting on your sink like girls do. Sit on your sink and take a selfie.
The reason my nipples are hard in that picture is because it probably was chilly in here. And it was in the morning. It was like right when I woke up. So
you put
like,
ice cubes on your nipples every morning.
I was like, wee! I had a fucking black eye. I mean, come on. I was not trying to like...
That's
like,
what made your nipples hard? Your black eye?
Yeah, no. I was not trying to be like, hey guys, I got my shirt off. No, I was like, I got a black eye. I got fucked up.
But you didn't have to show your nipples to show your black eye.
Yeah, but I want to.
Hey, don't be knocking, all right? I earned it.
Okay,
right?
So
I earned my nipples.
So, right? So speaking of your black eye, Dan, like,
oh, shit.
Tell me about this, like, so you've recently been doing some MMA training, right?
Correct.
Is there an end in sight there? Like, is there an ultimate goal, like, to this training? Like, are you wanting to do some like public fights or?
That's the end result, or that I'm hoping for. Like, they said, like, they usually get, like, they said they give their fighters 6 months to train. And then they'll put us in like a grappling competition such as like Naga or something like that, because like the main focus of that gym is jiu-jitsu, but they have, you know, the jiu-jitsu and MMA, which is both of those, I mean, involves a lot of groundwork. And so like they'll put you in like a full-on like grappling competition where it's like, you know, straight up jiu-jitsu, like Brazilian, Japanese, judo, you know, all basically ground stuff, no standing whatsoever, no punching, you know, stuff like that, just to kind of see where you stand, like, in a competition setting, like, if you would do well. And then, after that, then they start, because this gym actually has, they have four UFC fighters. Shut up, Mike. Just because you've heard it, I haven't told him about it. He asked me the question.
Boring. Asked.
You're just, it's boring because you can't do it and you want to.
I do want to.
See?
All right. I can't do it.
Exactly.
Boring.
So it's boring.
So even the training about the fighting and stuff, like... Like, tell me kind of, like, what these guys look like. Is there a big motherfucker that's, like, hitting? Like, who gives you these black eyes? Or
yes.
Is it some tiny little bitch that's just, like, better than you?
No, this guy, the guy that gave me a black eye, I mean, he's, like, 250 pounds. Like, he's in his mid to late 40s, probably.
And he, what'd he do, just, like, flick you in the eye?
No,
just,
let like, me he's 250 pounds. He's been a professional fighter for, like, I think he said, like, 12 years. Something like that. So, I mean, he's got a lot of background, and he's the MMA trainer. Like, he's the one that teaches the MMA classes at the gym. And so we're, we go what they call going live. And, like, so we're actually, like, it's an actual fight. Like, he puts limitations. Like, he said no elbows. So we're not throwing bows, you know. But he gets me in what we call side control. Basically, he's laying... putting all his weight across my chest with his knee in my armpit and his other knee in my hip, basically.
Sounds comfortable.
Oh, not at all. And, you know, he's basically, you know, I'm hitting him in his kidney, trying to get a good swing, you know, and he kind of, like, pops back, and he comes down, and he twists, and he hit me across and hit the nose. But as he came back up, caught me with his elbow right in the corner of my eye. And then I just go, fuck! And, like, I, like, tried to shake it off, and he, like, all this time he's got his full... 250-pound, I mean, muscle weight. I mean, this guy's not fat at all. Like, I mean, he's just a beastly dude laying on top of me. And then, like,
after he, you know, and I'm just like, fuck. He sits back up and he looks at me and he goes, you're all right. Hits me again. The same spot. And I was like, you know, and he's like, you know, obviously like, oh yes, sensei, he teaches me a lesson. He's like, you know, in a real in a real fight, you know, I was like, if we put you in the cage, he's like, you know, yeah, it'll hurt. But he's like, if you freeze and you're like, fuck, and you stop, he's like, the other fighter's not. He's going to keep hitting you. Did you just yell at my dog?
Yeah. Go lay down.
But he's like, you know, the other fighter's not going to stop. So he's like, you can't. He's like, yeah, it's going to hurt. And if maybe, like, he's because in Oklahoma, you know, another Oklahoma law, you can't throw elbows. Hmm. And like,
amateur. Even in fights, you can't?
No. That's you cannot
stupid.
And like,
that's my favorite thing about watching a UFC fight.
Well, I thought like the fights that they do like at the Hard Rock and stuff like that, Oklahoma law is that's why like they don't do like big huge fights here because they have a lot of stipulations on it like because they don't like the violence. So like you can't throw bows.
But when you're like a 250-pound Mr. Miyagi, you can get like a silent elbow in there per se. Like, you know, nobody would notice that elbow that you got hit with because it's just like a punch goes to an elbow. And so it's like, you know, nobody would notice that. Except for you, of course.
Yeah, it hurt.
Because you're a pussy.
So, oh, thanks.
We're going to have to cut this one a little bit short because Matt is on a time crunch. He's got...
I've got bigger and better things to do, let's just say that.
He's got a date with a black cock.
I do enjoy those.
And unfortunately, me and Mike are both white, so, you know, we just don't measure up.
He chiseled away some time to come spend with us for a little bit.
Yeah, because it's very hard for him to do that.
Yeah, trying to get Matt to do something is like you have to let him know 3 months in advance.
call Taylor and be like, yeah. Hey Taylor, can Matt come out and play?
Yeah,
exactly.
Just Taylor writes it down in her planner. Matt's gonna go play today.
Hey, exactly. Hey, a wife or a fiance is just a secretary. She keeps track of my plans.
That's what we're doing wrong. See, we go to Matt and we're like, hey Matt, can you come hang? You want to go to the bar tonight? You want to go hang out? We need to start calling Taylor. Yeah. Be like, hey Taylor. Do you think Matt could come out to the bar Friday, August, you know, blah, 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 give her a date? Oh, yeah, yeah, let me double check. Oh, no, we're going here this weekend. Oh, okay, what about this next weekend? Okay, yeah, I'll put that down.
Okay.
So that's what we'll have to do with the calls. Let her know, we're going
to
call her.
You know, and that's something to keep in mind for all your, like, married friends and everything. But also, on the flip side of that, if Taylor wants me to go do something, I don't need to check with anybody. I just go fucking do it, all right? That's just the way it works.
Okay.
You don't ask questions. But, hey, if you guys want to do something, then, yeah, you hit up my secretary. Okay.
All right. Well, typically, the first two podcasts, just to get to know everybody a little bit more, we did the Inside the Actors Studio questions, the 10 questions. I don't know if you ever saw that.
Okay.
So just to kind of wrap this up, I'm going to ask you those 10 questions so we can all get to know each other a little bit better.
All right. This isn't like a lightning round or anything,
no.
Is it?
No, okay. There's no point. It's not, you know.
You're
and you don't have to snap answer. You know, you can just take your time, think about it for a second, and do whatever.
Okay.
So, question number one, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word, I don't know. I like make up noises sometimes, but
that's not the question. What's your favorite word? Noise comes later.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I think there is one of them.
There's two of them.
Oh yeah. My favorite word. We'll just go with music, I guess. I don't know.
Music is his favorite.
That's. I mean, that's probably the gayest answer you've ever heard.
Gay. But... Gay. Actually, I mean,
music. I mean, you could say that's music to my ears, and you can use music in however way you want. I mean, I really don't think music's my.
Stop taking his side, damn it!
I mean, you know what? I really
that's gay, Matt.
Thank you. That's all I wanted.
If you really if you really dug deep, music's probably not my favorite word, but that's the only one I can think of.
Favorite quote from a movie, and it comes actually from a kind of lame movie, but Jet Li and Jackie Chan.
Forbidden Kingdom. That's a good movie.
Quote is the chick in the movie, like Sparrow.
Uh-huh.
She's like playing her little whatever. It's kind of like that, but it's like Japanese. There's some other word for it.
It's like that bling bling bling.
Yeah, it's like two or three. It's got only got like two or three strings on it. But anyway, the dude, the like white guy, and then he's like talking to her about it, and she goes, she says, "Music is the bridge between heaven and earth." And I was like,
"Boom, that's baby,
badass.
Music is my favorite word, bitch."
What about music is my savior?
Sure.
You remember that guy, Mims, that rapper?
No, I don't remember that.
Do you remember
that? That's gay. No,
that's
yeah,
gay.
That that is gay. I was going along with you two queers. Oh, okay, number two. What's your least favorite word?
My least favorite word? Queers. Because you just said it.
Simply because you said it.
All right.
Basically, if you said the next
shut
word,
up.
Yeah, anything that comes out of your mouth is my least favorite word.
I got
now
you.
Now bring on my least favorite word.
Number three. What turns you on?
What turns me on?
Taylor, listen up.
I don't know. I mean, I'm an ass man.
What turns you on?
I'm an ass man personally. You know, I as long as you know, as long as a girl's got
baby got back.
As long as a baby got back, then you know I'm pretty well set.
What about a honky tonk, badonka donk?
No, that's gay. Yeah.
Just because we're in Oklahoma, bro. Well, bro.
Number four, what turns you off?
Miley Cyrus twerking.
Oh, amen. Brother,
I hate both of you.
I mean, I'm like, I'm serious, dude. I mean, you could have put, I don't even know.
Yeah, I think
like, I'm completely flaccid.
When I first saw that music video, I'm pretty sure I threw up a little in my mouth.
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
yeah, it looked like Chris Crocker twerking is what it looked like.
Chris Crocker.
So I was just kind of like, yeah, I can't watch this anymore.
All right, I want to get off of this subject now. Number five, what sound do you love?
Sound of music. No, I, the sound I really love is like, and it's hard to describe, is like when you hear a song that just, and it's really not one particular sound, but it's like when you hear a song and it just like really gives you like goosebumps, you know, like the hair standing up on the back
like
of your neck.
Almost like any time I hear like a bass boom in the back.
Like, it, you know, it's different for everybody. It's not a bass boom in the back for me. Like, I can't even put my finger on what it would be, but it's like, and it's typically a song or a style that you haven't heard before. And it's like, as soon as you hear it, you're like, I don't know what it is about that, but that just like, that touched me. And one way or another, that touched my soul. So that, whatever that is, that thing that you can't even really grasp is my favorite sound.
I like that. That's better than Dan's answer and my answer.
Was that gay
together.
Or was that
no,
good?
I like that.
Mine was rain. You can't beat the sound of rain.
Mine was a
rain?
Rain.
Oh, dude, it helps me sleep. That's about
exactly. That was my... Don't my fucking knock my answer.
My favorite sound was a woman moaning.
Yeah, see?
Oh, okay.
That's kind of dumb.
No.
That's a dumb answer.
What if she's, like, moaning in pain?
It's still hot.
Just like, oh, this fucking sucks.
I turn it around.
Or what about it? Like even fake orgasms? You're okay with that?
I'm good.
It's like,
with
like, as long as she's moaning.
As long as I hear it.
Okay.
As long as you're
easy then. Exactly. They can fake it all the time. You're just like, everything's cool, man.
Hey, I got mine.
Mike's like 1 minute in, and he's like, all right, I'm good. See all y'all right. later.
Thank you.
1 minute's a long time for him.
I thought your favorite sound would be Miley's butt cheeks clapping. But, oh wait,
you
she
can't.
Doesn't have an ass. They don't clap.
Let's hurry up and get through this because I want to get out of here. Number six, what sound do you hate?
Miley Cyrus' butt cheeks
clapping. They don't clap. That can't be Miley's
favorite. The silence of...
The sound that I hate. I definitely hate the sound of, like, people singing off key. That's just, like, nails on a chalkboard. And nails on a chalkboard is probably right there with it. But it's like, you know, if somebody's just casually singing a song in their car, you know, like, I can't really sing. You know, like, I try to sing and it'll be off key. Like, I'm a guitar player, so.
So kind of like if you go to a concert and they're singing it completely different than,
you
like
know what? That pisses me off. Like, if I'm, like, no, not that. But what really pisses me off, if I'm at a concert, usually the concerts I go to, like, the artist is singing it fairly on key. Like, they'll mess up every now and then. But if I'm recording a video on my phone and this bitch is standing in front of me singing the song too, like louder than my phone is picking up the actual song, and I get home and I listen to the video, like I'm trying to put it on my computer and everything, and some bitch or some, you know, dude is trying to sing, God, that pisses me off. That's my least favorite sound.
Okay. What's your favorite curse word?
Cock gobbler.
Cock gobbler.
Yeah.
Cock gobbler.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Cock gobbler is like, if you said something to somebody and pissed them off, they'd be like, bitch, you are a cock gobbler. You'd be like, oh, Well, you'd either back down and be really have your feelings hurt, or you just get really pissed off. It has that
ability. I would be confused. I'd be like, did he just...
Or you'd laugh. Or you would question mark? Or you'd laugh, because you'd be like, dude, who uses Cock Gobbler? Like, that's my favorite right there. I think that's great.
I would snap back and be like, you cum guzzling thunder cunt.
There you go. That's a good one, too. That one goes good with Cock Gobbler. Those, like, go hand in hand, dude. Like,
you can't say one without the other.
That's
Come on.
Great.
I like that. What's your... what profession, other than yours, would you like to attempt?
I'm kind of attempting it in a way, but I'm not really trying to turn it into a profession. But, I mean, obviously I love playing music, so I'd love to professionally play music. I'd love to be able to, you know. But it takes a lot of sacrifice, man, to be able to do that. And that's with any profession. I mean, you got to sacrifice something to get to where you want to be. It just makes more sense for me right now in my profession to have something that's definite. That's the thing about being a musician. It's like freelance work. You don't just, like, as a musician, you don't just, like, walk into the studio, clock in every day for 8 to 9 hours or what have you, and you don't have a salary. Freelance work is tough. I mean, that's, you know, and that goes for anybody that plays music or is an audio engineer or anything like that. You have to go out and find your work, or you have to go out and make it happen.
Day-to-day basis. Like, definitely live, like, a day-to-day basis.
So that's the profession I'd like to be if it was a little bit more guaranteed.
Okay. Number 9, what profession would you not like to do?
Profession I would not like to do, probably in Oklahoma, roofing. I would not want to be standing up on a roof in the heat of Oklahoma. The money would be great, but, it's just, that's one profession I don't know.
Yeah.
I might think about flipping burgers at McDonald's before I do that. I don't know. I mean, it's you got to entice me with some money for that.
It's hard enough standing on the ground in 100 degree weather, better be on the top of a blacktop roof.
But you know what? That there are some other jobs that are worse than that I know of. But
like,
I mean,
right cleaning out porta shitters.
Yeah. Hey, shit boys, how's the shit business?
I knew,
to rumble reference.
I knew if I said that you'd pull it out.
Yeah.
All right, number 10. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Man, that's tough, because, I mean, I don't really know what I would want God to say to me. But, I mean, I'd want it to be good, whatever it was. Yeah. You know, and I don't know. I maybe it's like one of those, like, things like, you know, You did a really good job, or you know, you did the best you could with the life that you were given, you know what I mean? And you made an impact on others, you know, something like that. You know, but it's God. I mean, he's not gonna say to me what I expect him to say, and he's not gonna say to me what I want him to say. He's just gonna say what's
He's gonna be truthful.
Yep.
Yeah. You fucked up here, you did this, you did that. Okay.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Just as long as he opens the gates, right?
And you know what? That's another thing is, like, is fuck a cuss word in heaven? I mean, could God say fuck? I mean, obviously God could probably say fuck if he wanted to.
See?
It doesn't say in the Bible you can't say fuck.
That's a topic that...
It's the take the Lord's name in vain.
That's what it says, yeah.
To fuck?
Yeah. Well, that's what I don't get, is a lot of people use that script. I mean, we're going to get on a whole other topic if we can do that. But anyway, a lot of people use that reference, like, don't take the Lord's name in vain. Don't, you know, as an excuse to say, don't cuss. It's like...
See, like, I don't see how fuck has anything to do with the Lord's name.
No. I mean, if you say, you know, obviously if you say G-D, you're taking the Lord's name in vain. Or if you say, you know,
J-C.
Jesus. Like... If you say Jesus and you're using it like, I smash my thumb, and you say it, obviously. Those are two things you don't want to say. But I don't see ass, damn. I mean, I don't see any of those. Like,
it says ass in the Bible.
What is do you know what fuck stands for? Did I tell either of you this?
I think you did once, but it's...
The story behind fuck goes back to the Crusades, where it's like the guys who were off fighting in the Crusades, you know, were fighting, you know, for England and for the king, and... You know, it's like and they were all Christian. They were fighting the Christian cause, if you will. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the generals or somebody went to the Pope and said, you know, the guys are off on the Crusades for a long time. They really need to have sex. And there's women in these other countries, like, they want, you know, they want your permission. They want you to talk to the man upstairs and give him permission to, you know, fornicate. And the Pope was like, no, we're not going to do that because
fornication under consent of the king.
Exactly. And so that's what it stands for, fornication under consent of the king. So what that means is at that point, the generals or the whatever went to the king and said, look, the Pope won't let us have sex with whoever we want while we're on the crusade, so can you? And so he made it like a legal law that they could. So it was fuck. They were going over and fucking people because they were fornicating under consent of the king. So to me, I mean, that sounds bad in our society because we're just like, you know, if you call somebody a motherfucker, I mean, that's not good. That's not good. You're cursing somebody else because, you know, unless, of course.
I think that's where it comes with the people use that as like the don't do it because, like, basically, like, you're cursing at someone.
And there's a story behind shit, too, but I don't really know what it is. There's a story behind every one of them. There's a reason for it. But it's just one of those things where they said, oh, don't say that. Don't speak of that word. Yeah. So anyway.
Because I definitely think
fun fact there, fornication under consent of the king.
I definitely think in today's society, with like the way people talk, like cussing in general is just like accept. Like, I mean, it's not that it's accepted, but it is accepted. Like, everybody talks that way.
Yeah.
I mean, there's very, very few people, and most people that don't talk that way are old.
That's why I said, like, last week when I said my favorite word was fuck, because I don't think of fuck as a curse word. I just think of it as a word.
To me, it's just a word we use, and I mean, obviously, there's some desire for us to say it because it's like it's a naughty thing to do, you know. It's like, you know, we use it for emphasis. It's like, what the fuck, you know, like that doesn't even make sense.
Or I'm
what the
fuck fornication your face. Under consent?
You use that. I mean, we talked about this, like, when he said that. You use that word. You can use that word simply for pretty much whatever the heck you want to nowadays.
I'm
like,
yeah,
fuck you, motherfucker. I'm gonna go fuck. What the fuck just happened?
I'm gonna fuck your face.
You know, I mean, like, there's all kinds of different, like, you can, I mean, you can use it pretty much any. I mean, in reality, any cuss word you can pretty much put in any sentence and make it work.
Well, to me, what's the difference in saying a substitute word of like saying what the freak or what the F? Even if you say what the F, it's implied that you're saying what the fuck. Just come out and say what the fuck.
Yeah.
You know, like, I get it though. I mean, you don't want to say it in front of your grandma or anything like that. I mean, you want to, you know, show respect and stuff. But
are you getting at? What the fuck, Mike? Other fucking shit.
I was going to go off on a story, but...
We don't have time for that.
We don't have time.
Cutting
Matt's
it
gotta
off.
Go.
Matt's got to go.
All right. Well, Dan, lead us out.
All right. Well, anyway, thanks again for listening, everybody. Again, check us out on Facebook, Vine, Twitter.
Matt, do you follow us on Twitter?
I didn't know y'all had a Twitter, so I'm about to...
So,
Mike
had
set it up. I don't ever get on it, but Mike set it up. So
okay.
Dan wouldn't even know what to do with the Twitter.
I've been on Twitter since you were changing your diapers.
Changing his diapers? He's older than me.
Changing your own diapers.
Wow. You changed your own diapers?
Which means you weren't a baby at the time, obviously, because Twitter is still young. But it was like when Twitter came out, you were changing your diapers because you shit your pants because of how awesome it is.
I think we go through this like every time, but like I'm still slow at social media.
When
I'm
Facebook
terrible.
Came out, Dan was anti-Facebook. He was all
still MySpace, man.
MySpace.
Dan about 5 years and he'll finally get on the Twitter train when nobody's on it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm a hipster, you know. I do what's not cool.
Yeah. So we all need we all need to go follow Oh Dear God on Twitter then.
Yes. Okay. Oh Dear God. Twitter, Facebook, Vine, all that other good stuff. We didn't do any Vines today, but
no.
So the day's still young. Maybe you'll get a couple out of us, but probably not.
I'll do one right now.
But,
no, you don't want me on your Vine.
Don't Vine while we podcast.
I'm doing it.
All right. But so like I said again, thanks for checking us out. We'll do another one in probably like... a week, 2 weeks, maybe next week. I don't know. Maybe we'll get an early one.
Vine.
You're right.
Okay, but so we'd like to offer big thanks to Matt for coming in and hanging out with us. It's good chatting with you, man.
Thanks, Matt.
It's good chatting with you guys. Hit up my secretary for the next one.
Oh, for sure. We will, man. So that's pretty much it.
thanks for listening. And
yeah, thanks for listening. Did we mention that?
We did. At least four times.
I don't think it was said. So thanks for listening. And
I like to be grateful to people that actually download and listen.
Twitter. Oh, you're doing your bowing. You're Mr. Miyagi.
Yes, thank you. Bow. Yes, Sensei. Now, so yeah, check us out. Thanks a lot. Later.
Bye. I'm ready for the love now.